This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. New developments in the impeachment story in Washington. The disclosure of a second whistleblower is threatening to undermine President Trump's argument that the original whistleblower complaint about a phone conversation between President Trump and the Ukrainian president was improperly filed. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The president and his allies have said that first complaint was largely based on secondhand information. But the attorney for the whistleblower now says a second person, who also works in intelligence, has spoken to the intelligence community's internal watchdog and has firsthand knowledge that supports the original whistleblower. Meantime, President Trump's backers are having trouble saying he didn't cross the line in calling for China to investigate Joe Biden.
I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think that's what the president was really saying.
That's Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan on ABC's This Week, where Democrat Hakeem Jeffries said the president has justified the House impeachment inquiry himself.
The president's own words in the public domain have indicated that he doesn't think there's any problem with soliciting foreign interference.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hong Kong police and protesters clashed on Sunday as tens of thousands marched through the central city wearing face masks in defiance of a new ban on facial coverings. Police fired tear gas while some protesters threw bricks and Molotov cocktails. Pro-democracy lawmaker Dennis Kwok says Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has taken away the democratic rights of the people.
Carrie Lam is saying that whatever I say is law, is law. Whenever I say it applies, it applies. Whenever I say it will be repealed, it will be repealed. The people has no say. The Legislative Council has no say.
For the last 4 months, the city has been engulfed in unrest as democracy advocates engaged in increasingly confrontational tactics to fight what they see as China's efforts to restrict Hong Kong's autonomy and civil liberties. You're listening to VOA News.